Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, we are in John 12 in our march through 21 days in the Gospel of John. And in John 12, in the first few verses, here's what we read. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put in it. And Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will have with you, but you do not always have me." Now, imagine Jesus and Lazarus and his disciples are reclining around the table, and they're having a chat. I mean, they're just having a good time. And Mary and Martha are there, and they've come together to connect with friend and family. And so they've come to Simon's house in the little town of Bethany. And Simon, this is interesting. Simon was a leper, and you can read about his story in Matthew 26 or in Mark 14. But Martha is in her customary place of serving, while Lazarus, never more fresh and alive, is at the table with Jesus. And even now, you can really just close your eyes and you can imagine just how much fun they're having chatting with one another. And it's Mary who kneels down and anoints Jesus's feet, and she generously pours out this perfumed oil that was the equivalent of one full year's wage and wipes his feet with her hair. Now, this is a symbol of consecration for the divine work that Jesus was about to do, an early preparation for his death. Also, a pledge to honor reserved for royalty. In a few days, Jesus will enter Jerusalem as the anointed king, and this fragranced oil is a generous gift so gratefully poured out, and it just imagine it, how it fills the home with more than a sweet smell, but a sweet spirit, and it brings this warm, pervasive glow of love. I mean, you can always tell when a home has become a place of hospitality and caring because the smell of fragrant love poured out fills the air. And in the middle of this sweet and awesome moment with friend and family, Judas stands up and says, "How come you did that with that? Why would you give all that to Jesus? You should have sold that, got your 30 denarii, the equivalent of a year's wages, and you could have used it to feed the poor." But we know in John's gospel, differently than Mark's telling of this story, that Judas is not concerned about the fact that Lazarus has been raised from the dead. He's not concerned about the fact that Jesus has performed these miracles. He's not concerned that Jesus is about to ride in as an anointed king. He is about to plot to kill Jesus. And so he sees the opportunity to say, "Wait a minute, I want some of the money." And then Jesus does something that's really extraordinary. And I believe he does this for you and me when we honor him the way she did. He says, "Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you will always have with you, but you do not always have me." Here's the big takeaway that I want you to grasp in John chapter 12 today. Number one, I believe God honors us when we come to him and worship him as Mary did. When we bring to Jesus what he has asked us to, and we worship him as God, as he is, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world, he will say to those folks who are critics, "Leave them alone." But also, it says, we are to prioritize our worship before we prioritize our work. with all the wonderful things that we have the privilege of doing here at Sugar Hill Church and around our community, all of those are wonderful. But we do all of those because our worship is far more important than our works. Because when we go do the works because we have worshiped, now those works take on such a greater priority. My friend, today, bring all that you have to the feet of Jesus. And when you do that, he will stand for you. In Mark's gospel of telling the story, Mark says that Jesus makes one huge statement about Mary. He says, "Leave her alone, for she has done a good thing for me." I mean, this is really good. Then he goes on and says, there's going to be a memorial to Mary wherever the gospel is preached for all time. And here it is, 2019, and we're talking about Mary and her worship. Friend, this is what it's all about. How would you like for Jesus to say about you when someone asks, and they say, well, I'll tell you what Jesus said about Chuck, right? Tell you what Jesus said about you, and he were to say, wow, there's going to be a memorial to her because of her faithfulness, her generosity, her gratitude, and how she got her worship ahead of her work. Friend, today, that is one of the most encouraging things I can tell you. Worship him. So jump over and spend a little time, about 5 to 8 minutes, in our weekday meditation, and you can carry that worship to a whole nother level as you join us. You've heard the word. You've let it sink into your soul. Now meditate on those things. And when you do, I promise you, God will honor all of that effort and that brief time. I hope you had a great time today. I've had a great time being with you. And we'll be back again for another weekday podcast and also a weekday meditation tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.